Anon Radio is your non-commercial, non-profit, member-supported underground radio station.
Powered by the SDF Public Access Unix System.
It's 1900 UTC, and that means it's time for That's News to Me. I'm your host, DJ Marcus. Let's see what's happening in the world today.
Oh, folks, it has been a day. One second, let me turn off all the fucking alerts. Pardon my cursing. All right. Hello. Let's go to Anon Radio. Welcome, one and all. It is 1908 UTC here on Anon Radio on Tuesday, September the 12th, 2023. The temperature is currently 33 degrees with 34 as the high. The low was 25. We're breaking into the 20s now. I'm pretty excited. Let's see, shout out to people in comm, including LD Beth and Ali Faye, AE, Ratsu, F Fog, and Quentin. Welcome. Yesterday, I had a cough, but I went to work because Saturday and Sunday, I took tests, COVID tests, and they were negative, so I went to work. Well, then today, I felt bad, so I went to work and picked up my computer and then came home. And then I went back to sleep, and I woke up at about, 1800 UTC, which is about 1300 local time. So I came back and slept for 6 more hours, and then I took a COVID test, and I've got the dreaded pandemic disease again. One of my beer-drinking cohorts had also obtained this disease, so there we go. So, yep. Hey, Jeff's in the house. Welcome. So, yeah. So, on the plus side, I will be working from home for the next 5 to 10 days. But also means that I need to not leave the house. So, I need to put in my grocery order for tomorrow morning and, order dinner tonight. I went to the movies. I went to the movies on Sunday and talked to a lot of people. So I feel really bad about that. Anyway, hey, Jay Lamotes in the house, LCD. So fingers crossed this works. My Jimmy John's was delivered just before we got on the air. So yeah, I feel bad about it, but hey. At this point, there's not much I can do besides just quarantine and roll with the punches. The one thing I have to do is I need to go to social media and tell the organizer of the event of the movies that, I was sick at your theater, so you should let people know. Yeah, exactly, Quentin. Kind of sad. And then what's funny is I got sick because somebody in my beer drinking crew was feeling bad, and then turns out they had COVID. And now, like, 4 of the people in the beer drinking group. So it's kind of funny because it's like, oh, this is exactly how COVID spread back a few years ago. So, yeah, if you've been boosted and all of that, it's still not going to. It's not going to help you with the new stuff. All right. Hey, Bob Jonkman. Welcome. All right. So I'm going to give you a shortened version of the news. We've got 13 stories. We'll try and make it through. If you didn't watch any news yesterday, you should just know that there was a horrible earthquake in Morocco, and thousands of people died. That was the big news yesterday. So today, the big news is that Libya has been flooding. The death toll from floods in Libya in one city alone stands at more than 1,500 people, a minister who visited the eastern port of Derna, has told the BBC. Laura Derna. I was shocked by what I saw. It's like a tsunami, Hisham Chakulat from the eastern-based government said. Much of Derna, which is home to about 100,000 people, is underwater after two dams and four bridges collapsed. There are harrowing stories of people being swept out to sea, while others clung onto rooftops to survive. Up to 10,000 people are recorded to be missing after the flooding as a result of Storm Daniel. The eastern cities of Benghazi, Susa, and Al-Marj have also been affected by Sunday's storm, as well as Misrata in the west. The aviation minister and part of the eastern government's emergency response committee told BBC NewsHour that the collapse of one of these dams to the south had dragged large parts of the city into the sea. A massive neighborhood has been destroyed. There's a large number of victims, increasing each hour. Hey, yeah, I'm sorry to hear that, Jayloth. Yeah, I've managed to dodge it and be really careful about COVID until just recently, because it was like I hadn't even had any second or third level acquaintances get sick in months. So I was like, okay, my social circle is not being exposed. But yeah. Anyway, so yeah, huge chunks of Libya are underwater, being destroyed after floods because the tropical or the storm came through, and then the dams burst. This is a similar story, actually, to what's going on in Massachusetts in the United States. Let me make sure I've got that pulled up here. U.S. dozens. No, hold on. Massachusetts flood. I just read it, and I wanted to be sure I'd tell you about it. Today is the 12th. Here it is. There's a mammoth flood engulfing a Massachusetts city, both from epic rainfall and from water gushing downhill. Could get more disastrous as officials evacuate homes near a very sensitive dam. Already some basements in Leominster probably have feet of water inside of them, and we have several homes where the water washed out. You can see the foundation of the home. Mayor Dean Mazzarella, it's like mozzarella but with A's instead of O's, said Tuesday morning. We had to evacuate people last night, with hovercrafts and boats to get people out to safety. Yes, we live in the future. They're using hovercraft to get people out. Hospitals went down with no power last night. Several nursing homes, several areas of town. Downtown completely flooded. The calamity unfolding in Leominster, a city of about 44,000 people, northwest of Boston, started when roughly 11 inches of rain pummeled the city in just 6 to 7 hours. And the topography made the disaster worse. So let's see. Yeah, it's not clear when children will go back to school. And the deluge has washed away roads and created a large sinkhole. Just tons of destruction and damage there in Massachusetts. Not as bad as in Libya, but that's, of course, due to the fact that there was a much larger city that got inundated there. So, yeah. yep, you are responsible if you are living a hermit life. Poor Justin Trudeau. Depending on how you feel about him, this story is kind of funny. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau has left India after a problem with his aircraft extended a testing visit to India's capital by 2 days. He was meant to fly on Sunday after the G20 summit ended, but an embarrassing mechanical snag grounded him. Opponents at home and Indian social media users mocked him for the delay, which came after Mr. Trudeau had a tense meeting with Indian PM Narendra Modi. Canada-India relations have grown increasingly strained in recent months. Mr. Trudeau's visit did nothing to mend the frosty ties that he has developed with India, reported India Today. So, it's just kind of a funny thing that it's like, I don't like you and I don't like what you're doing. I hope we can come to a resolution later. Goodbye. I'm sorry, my car won't start. Can I stay at your house for another couple days? It's just like, oh no. Alright, so this story is disturbing, but it's something that I think people should know about, and it involves surgery, and sexual assault. So if that bothers you, you may want to tune out for a few minutes. Probably about 3 minutes should be good. So at 1920, pop back in. 3, 2, 1. Headline. There was no way I could speak up. Two women describe sexual assaults in surgery. With the news that almost 1 in 3 female NHS surgeons, that's National Health Service surgeons in England, have been sexually assaulted in the past 5 years, two survivors speak out. I was raped by a senior trainee in the 90s. He groomed me with stories over weeks of helping me with my CV and getting a training number, but that we would need to sit together to do that. He was confident, good-looking, and popular, and bragged about his position. He was in every way a clone of what a successful man is perceived to be, or at least that what was we were raised to imagine, and sadly are still told. Let's see. Yeah, then she describes the assault, essentially in a cupboard or closet. I blamed myself for years and asked myself how I could have been so stupid. Afterwards, he gaslighted me with comments like, "God, you make it sound like I raped you, but you came up freely." He made me feel so small, so stupid, that I felt I had somehow pretended nothing had ever happened. There was no way I felt I could speak up. It took years to talk about it, but only in close circles and never mentioning his name. People don't realize what an institutionalized shop surgery is. Too often, it's a safe space for men to act badly and assert dominance, because women feel that if they speak up, it limits their careers. It makes surgery a place that attracts certain personalities, charismatic alpha males who nothing can touch. Even today, you need colleagues to speak well of you to progress. Then another person, I am 50-50 as to whether my biggest mistake was trusting my assaulter or reporting it. I was a surgical trainee in general surgery, and I knew that surgery was sexist and that sexual banter was common. You had to let it wash over you. A more senior trainee kept asking me out. In 2020, I was on shift at the assessment unit when he rushed in saying he needed to talk to me urgently. He didn't want to talk in the corridor, saying it needed to be in private, and took me to some nearby offices. He started kissing me and pushed me against a desk and groped me. I struggled, and at first he was able to prevent me from leaving, but I eventually managed to push him away and fled the room. I messaged my friends immediately in total distress. The next day I spoke to my supervisor. He was meant to be my pastoral support, but he was completely useless, initially suggesting that the assault could be dealt with informally, so I then contacted the BMA, or British Medical Association, who told me to find the trust sexual harassment policy. But my trust didn't have a dedicated sexual harassment policy, and the link to their dignity at work policy was broken. In the end, I emailed HR, someone phoned back, but didn't take any notes or escalate my complaint. They didn't suspend him, and he continued to work at the hospital, despite being accused of another assault some days later. 6 weeks after my assault, I finally had an interview with the investigating manager. And I asked him not to speak to my bosses because I was afraid of repercussions, but the first thing they did, even before they spoke to the perpetrator, was talk to my bosses to ask if I was known to have inappropriate relationships. So anyway, essentially, she was kicked out of the profession and shamed and blamed rather than the assaulter. Information and support for anyone affected by rape or sexual abuses is available from the in the UK. Rape Crisis offers support on 0808 500 2222. In England and Wales, 0808 801 0302 in Scotland, or 0800 0246 991 in Northern Ireland. In the U.S., RAIN offers support at 1-800-656-45673. In Australia, support's available at 1-800-RESPECT. And other international helplines can be found at ibiblio.org. So, good luck there. All right, so that's the sad, dangerous story. So, yeah, very, very terrible. So, here's a story that's less heavy. Dozens of crocodiles have escaped from a breeding farm in southern China during flooding caused by Typhoon Haikui, Chinese authorities have said. Around 75 crocodiles made a break for it when a lake in Maoming, Guangdong province overflowed. While some were recaptured, local authorities shot or electrocuted others for safety reasons. Chinese state media reported that 8 reptiles have been rounded up so far, leaving dozens at large. Villagers close by have been told to stay at home. The typhoon has been tearing across South Asia for more than a week after affecting China, Hong Kong, Taiwan, and Japan. 7 people have been killed, and 3 others are missing in southern China following the typhoon. It's been causing landslides and flooding. 69 adults, nice, and 6 juvenile crocodiles escaped following the floods, according to the Maoming Emergency Management Bureau. No casualties reported yet. It's currently under control, but the number of crocodiles that escaped is a bit high, a staff member at the district's emergency bureau told Dazong Daily. I think that's a nice way to put it, Tobe pointing out. And that's how you get alligators in the sewer. Indeed, indeed. let me go here. Blink, blink, blink. If you want those assault numbers that I read out kind of fast, you can go to sdf.org/l/18n. That's sdf.org/Lima/18November. That's all lowercase, all together. sdf.org/Lima/18n. It's sdf.org/l/18n. And it's at the bottom of the story. I'll post a one-page link on lemmy.sdf.org with all the stories today, too. I'm dying, but it's okay, because it's 1923 UTC, which means we've only got 7 minutes before the Dubious Goals Committee with Tobe and Pippa. Well, maybe Pippa the Cat. You never know. The Dubious Goals Committee is a fun show that airs every goddamn day at 1930 UTC right here on and on radio. And then on Saturdays, a step further out happens at 1900 UTC. And then Sunday is Shut Up, You Freak, and is running from like 1800 to 1930. So lots of stuff happening. Always a good time to tune in around 1900 UTC on and on radio. Great time to start your day or end your day, whatever, however you want to work. All right. Let's keep it rolling. We've got a few more stories to go through. First, tantalizing possibility of life on a faraway world. NASA's James Webb Space Telescope may have discovered tentative evidence of a sign of life on a faraway planet. It may have detected a molecule called dimethyl sulfide, or DMS, Delta Mike Sierra, on Earth, at least. This is only produced by life. The researchers stress that the detection on the planet 120 light-years away is not robust, and more data is needed to confirm its presence. Researchers have also detected methane and CO2 in the atmosphere. Detection of these gases could mean the planet named Kilo-2-18Bravo, that's K2-18B, Kilo-2-18Bravo, has a water ocean. Professor Niku Madhusudan of the University of Cambridge, who led the research, told the BBC News that this entire team were shocked when they saw the results. On Earth, DMS is only produced by life. The bulk of it in Earth's atmosphere is emitted from phytoplankton in marine environments. So, could be pretty cool. Maybe there's life out there, 120 light-years away. Ali Faye, Pippa gonna host from now on. Well, that would be funny. Yeah, it would be very funny. But yeah, we definitely need a better planet naming committee. These numbers and letters, not very catchy. So this is kind of good news. It depends on how you feel. You know how I feel. I'm not very pro-police. 5 former Memphis police officers were charged Tuesday with federal civil rights violations and the beating death of Tyree Nichols as they continue to fight second-degree murder charges in state courts arising from the killing. And they list the officers. They were indicted in U.S. District Court in Memphis. The 4-count indictment charges each of them with deprivation of rights under the color of law through excessive force and failure to intervene, and through deliberate indifference, conspiracy to witness tampering, and obstruction of justice through witness tampering. This is just 9 months after the violent beating on January 7th. It was a traffic stop near a Memphis home. Nichols died in the hospital 3 days later, and they all pleaded not guilty. In the video, you can hear Mr. Nichols crying out for his mother, and Attorney General Merrick Garland said in a video statement after the indictment, Tyree Nichols should be alive today. So yeah, it was one of those really troubling videos to watch. Quentin, NASA detects life on other planets by ocean farts. It's true. All right, Egypt is banning face veils in schools and sparking debate. Egypt's Ministry of Education has banned the wearing of full face veils in public schools, a decision that sparked debate on Tuesday on social networks. On Monday, the government newspaper Akhbar al-Yom published the new decree on school uniforms, which bans primary and secondary school pupils from covering the faces. It says that headscarves are optional, depending on the wishes of the pupil, without pressure or coercion from anyone other than the legal guardian. While the majority of Egyptian women wear the headscarf, the niqab, the face covering, remains in the minority in this overwhelmingly Muslim country. People are angry because the government has given no justification. It's a tyrannical decision that invades privacy, according to Mohammed, a person who uses Twitter. That's what's going on there in Egypt. We'll see how that plays out, if there's any violence from that. I'm getting clogged up, but I left my tissues behind. We've got about 3 minutes to go, so I'll just give you some headlines. The U.S. has released $6 billion that it froze in U.S. accounts for Iran in exchange for a prisoner to be released. There's a sanction waiver for banks to transfer $6 billion of frozen Iranian funds from South Korea to Qatar, paving the way for the release of five Americans held by Iran. So we're giving some of them their money back. And Apple, today if you watch the announcement, if not, there's a lot of cool stuff coming out from Apple, but they were forced to ditch the Lightning charger in the new iPhone. It's now got a USB-C port. Apple has confirmed its new phone will not feature its proprietary Lightning charging port after the EU forced it into the change to save users money. So all of my Lightning port stuff is going to be obsolete. I have so much of it, so it's going to be a little bit struggle for me. Oh, and this is relevant. A leading decongestant used by millions of Americans looking for relief of a stuffy nose is no better than a dummy pill, according to government experts who reviewed the latest research. Advisors of the Food and Drug Administration voted unanimously on Tuesday against the effectiveness of the key drug found in popular versions of Sudafed, Allegra, Dayquil, and other medication. Modern studies, when well conducted, are not showing any improvement in congestion with phenylephrine, the fake Sudafed. So really, go to the counter and ask for the real Sudafed. You do have to give your driver's license and be on a list, but if you want decongestion of your nose, that's what you're going to need. It's wonderful stuff. All right, we're out of time, so please enjoy the Doobie Skulls Kitty with Tobe, and I'll be back tomorrow, hopefully better, maybe not. We'll never know until tomorrow. Let's call up the Doobie Skulls Committee and see what's happening.
Well, that sound means that our time's come to an end. Thanks for listening.